How you guys doing?
Good.
Great. Mariah, do you have your phone with you today?
Yeah.
All right, it's in the back?
Yep.
You guys have a phone? No? You do?
I got iPhone coming up.
That's cool. That's nice. That's very cool. Hey, I want your help then. You don't need your phone for this, but so here's a phone, right?
Yeah.
Has a camera in it, right?
Yeah, you can take pictures.
So you can take pictures, like want to smile? Is that a smile? Boy, that's tough. How about you all smile for me? Oh, now that's impressive. You see that? See, they know how to smile. Now, one thing is really interesting about any camera. This happens to just be an iPhone camera. But you have a camera, and when you look through the lens, what do you see? You see what's in front of you, right? Yeah, that's right. The people that are here, or if you had this at home, or you're outside walking, whatever you put in front of the lens, it captures, and you can take a picture of it. But what is it called when I do
selfie.
This?
Selfie.
A selfie, yeah. So when you do a selfie, say when that lens is pushed, you see yourself, hence the word selfie. So what's the difference between a selfie and a not selfie? Anything? Yeah, what do you got?
Non-selfie, you're not taking a picture of yourself, and a selfie, you're taking a picture of yourself.
Excellent, that's right. A selfie, you're taking a picture of yourself, and a non-selfie, you're taking a picture of other people, other things that are around you. Yeah, so when you think about the word selfie, it's possible, if you compare this, it's sort of like selfish. You ever think about that? Yeah, so it's selfish because you're just taking a picture of yourself. Selfie! And like you're in it because like you're the selfie guy. So you just take a picture of yourself all the time. But if we went around acting that way our whole day, we would walk around essentially like this all the time, wondering like who's in my frame of view. Everything is all about me. There's another word, not selfish, because we don't want to be selfish, right? Being selfish is when everything we do only matters and includes ourselves. You think Jesus was selfish? No, sure not. And he didn't want people that followed Jesus to be selfish either. Now, the opposite, you might say, of selfish is selfless. Can you say selfless?
Selfless.
Selfless. Selfless. Selfless. You could roll it together if you want, you know, selfless. Yeah, you could do selfless, and it means less self. Not more self, but less self. So actually, if you're using the example of the camera, you could say, we want less selfish and more selfless. We want to focus more on what's out there in front of us and to serve other people, not just expect everybody to want to look at you, or to look at you, or you. Now, you guys are great looking. I'm not saying you're not. But if we go around our life holding the camera up, and instead of seeing what's in front of the camera, we just instead look at us, then we're not really living a fulfilled life. We're just living a life that is self-ish. And we don't want to be that self-ish person. We want to be the self-less person. And as we grow and learn, God invites us to look out there and always know, even when things are difficult, that we need to pay attention, and in our view, there's always going to be someone there that will be helpful to you. So even when you're in trouble or you find yourself sort of challenged or just sort of beside yourself, you know that God will put someone in your life. It could be mom and dad. It could be a great grandparent. It could be a neighbor, a caring neighbor or a friend or someone here in this church community. That even when things are tough outside, as we try to live a selfless life, that even when there's trouble, God will identify people that will be helpful to you. So we don't need to have all the attention on ourselves and be selfish with lots of selfies. But we instead could live a life that's full and abundant, caring for other people, paying attention to what God's doing out in the world. And we call that being selfless. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for inviting us to be more selfless and less selfish. We thank you that Jesus has showed us that way, thinking about us. He prays for us. He died on the cross for us. He rose again from the dead for us. There's no selfies with Jesus in it. Lord, I thank you that Jesus loves us and has promised to be with us at all times and all places. Bless these children today. Bless those who care for them, that they might know of your love for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being with me today.